on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Marley, the new musical with music and lyrics by Bob Marley and the book by Kwame Kwe Arma, the artistic director of Center Stage, has opened at Center Stage, and our theater critic Jay Wynn Russick joins me this morning for this special Memorial Day theater review. How you doing, Judy?
I'm fine. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. So this is a very highly anticipated show. It's the first time that Bob Marley's biography and his music have been put into a stage show, but Kwame has chosen only to concentrate on a few years. So how does that work?
Well, I want to start out by saying, Tom, that this is a really exciting show. It has actors and audience members dancing in the aisles, and it engulfs you in Bob Marley's world and music. But, as you say, it's not a standard birth-to-death musical documentary. What Kwame Kwe Arma, Center Stage's artistic director who wrote and directed Marley, has done is to focus in on a few pivotal representative years in the 1970s. This is when the reggae singer was living in self-imposed exile in London and when he became an international star. And at the same time, his native country, Jamaica, was in all kinds of turmoil that he had been trying to mend. It's a situation that has some really eerie, sad parallels to recent turmoil on the streets in Baltimore. But the time frame also works well in musical theater terms because Kwame starts with a concert that Marley and his band, the Wailers, gave with Stevie Wonder, and he ends the play with a concert, the One Love Peace concert that Marley hoped would reunite his country when he came back. Kwame has really done a huge thing here, theatrically, musically, and in terms of thematic timeliness.
Yeah, and I saw the dress rehearsal the night before it opened in previews a couple of weeks ago, and I understand from Kwame and others that it has changed quite considerably since then. I think when I saw it, there were 20-something songs. I think at one point there might have been, they've added a few, so it's nearly 30 songs or something. So there's a lot of Marley's music in the show. Does he just sort of perform it in, you know, scene after scene, concert scene after concert scene? How's he set it up?
Well, the concerts do provide a great natural setting for the music, but songs are also performed in recording sessions or when Marley is writing them. So it's a very fluid style, very natural presentational format. The main feature of designer Neil Patel's set is a turntable with a giant record painted on it. I only noticed one case when the songs were sung in the style of a traditional book musical. What I mean by that is that it was an instance when two characters spontaneously burst into song to express their heightened feelings. That's an angry second-act duet that's sung by Mitchell Brunings, who plays Bob Marley, and Sekhan Sinbaugh, who does a really powerful job as his wife. I don't want to wait to beg for your love. No man no cry. Cause if summer is
That's No Woman, No Cry and Waiting in Vain from Center Stage's new production of Marley. Now, Center Stage held auditions literally all over the world, from London to Jamaica, to find somebody to play Bob Marley. Kwame and I talked about it when he was on the show a few weeks ago. Mitchell Brunings, whom you just mentioned, he's the one that Kwame chose. He won an award on the Dutch equivalent of The Voice, but he's never acted. So what's your take on his acting?
Well, he is someone who achieved international YouTube stardom after singing Marley's redemption song on The Voice of Holland. I think you played that on the air when you interviewed Kwame. Center Stage got him an acting coach. I have to say, if you didn't know that Mitchell Brunings had never acted before, you would not guess it from this show. He has a very strong stage presence. He easily commands the stage. He doesn't look like Marley, even with a wig of dreadlocks. I think his voice is also smoother than Marley's, but he does a really good job conveying Marley's thoughtful nature, the importance of the Rastafari religion in his life, his efforts to bring people together, and not his efforts not to be connected with any one political party or faction. I brought you a sample of him singing Exodus, which Marley sings in response to a reporter's question during an international tour.
Open your eyes and look within. Are you satisfied with the life you're living? We know where we're going.
And that's Mitchell Bruning's singing Exodus at Center Stage, playing the role of Marley. And I agree. I thought the fact that he acted as well as he did was really a wonderful surprise. I think he's a great stage presence. This is a huge production for Center Stage. Lots of people in the cast. I didn't take time to count them. But it has some outside producers who have provided enhancement money, as it were. I mean, this is what would have been too much for Center Stage to take on its own. It seems likely that there's some solid interest in having this show have some life after Center Stage. So one of the questions is it ready?
I don't think it's quite ready yet. It's close. There's a lot of electricity on stage. It definitely brings Marley's spirit back to life. It does need some fine-tuning. There's enormous energy built up in the first act, but for me, it dissipates a little in the second act. There's a scene in Ethiopia with a Rasta elder that I think goes on too long, and there's an odd framing device with a young man who has a cell phone and a sketch artist at the very beginning, and the sketch artist shows up at the end, and it's a little extraneous and confusing. I think they could lose that. But there's a lot of power on that stage. I think you'd agree.
And because it's a terrific cast besides Mitchell Bruning, who
yes,
plays Marley.
Yes.
I mean, the wife and the people who play his manager.
Oh, right.
I mean,
they're
really some great performances.
Absolutely, and some really good musicians. The band is terrific. And the show definitely has the desired impact on the Baltimore audience. And considering the state of unrest in a lot of this country, it's coming at a time when I think audiences are hungry for inspiration and for hope.
All right. Well, we hope that you will be back next Monday, and I bet you will. So thanks very much, Judy Russick.
You can count on it.
There you go. Marley at Center Stage, the new show by Kwame Kwe Arma, starring Mitchell Brunings. We'll have more information about it on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's at Center Stage until June 14th. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. Lots more coming up. I'm Tom Hall. Stick around.
Let all them pass all their dirty remarks. There is one question I'd really love to ask.
Wonder.
Is there a place for those hopeless sinners who have hurt all mankind? Just to save his own belief.